Okay, I do apologize for the hold. Can you verify the customer's name, the address, and the email for me, please?
I can't. The name on the order is Maria D.G. Carmel.
Mm-hmm.
D.G. Carmel. I may have messed that up.
That's good.
Address, 1375 mm-hmm. Moon Haven in Rockford, Illinois, 61107. And the email is that last name with a 1951 at gmail.com.
All right. Tyrone, how can I assist you today? This is an invoice.
So the customer said that they're supposed to be coming to install this cooktop, and they told her they was coming this Saturday, and they wanted her to confirm Saturday's appointment. So I'm trying to help her confirm it.
No, it's not.
Is that making
it? I'm looking at the notes as of today. Hello, the customer did the additional work and is requesting us to return to install the unit. Please reopen the order so we can go out to today or tomorrow. Please advise. And that was the installation team. But there are no other orders in the system. This order is canceled. So in other words, you guys got to create a new order number because can't do nothing with this one is closed out. She's going to have another. In other words, we can do the installation. We just need a ticket.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. This one's been closed out, invoice, everything. So we can't do anything
with
the
ticket. Do you know how she got that Saturday stuff in there? I don't know how she somebody made her feel like she had this coming Saturday. You know, see, nothing
because she probably
nowhere, huh?
She might have talked to the installation team. I'm not sure how she got that information about them coming out Saturday, but the team emailed us advising us trying to get it reopened, but we can't do anything with this ticket.
So that ticket is bad, huh?
Yeah, this ticket's bad. You got to create her another installation ticket, and that's all. Once you do that, send it on over so we can get it processed.
Yeah.
Yep, the sooner we get it processed, because Saturday, today is Friday. There's no way we're going to get it done tomorrow. She's going to have to.
So we already know Saturday ain't going to happen, and then ain't no order in for it yet.
No.
She already turned it back in. Oh,
mm-hmm. Because does she have the unit at home? Let me see.
Yeah, the unit's at her house already. It's there. It's already been there. It's there. Yeah. Let me see what some more of these notes.
They said this order is canceled. I don't think we can open up a canceled. Now, good Lord. But it's an invoice. Then we can't do anything when it's an invoice. I can't even send it over to our home office to let them fix it because it's all the way gone.
Hmm.
I could see if it was, if it said C, we might have been able to, between the two of us, try to figure it out. It's invoice. It's nothing we can do anything.
Let me try another thing with you. Let's try her phone number and see if you get another number because I gave you the external number. That may have got us off. Maybe if I give you her phone number, you may find something else. May I give you her phone number again?
I understand that, Tyrone. Look, I'm looking at the notes. As of 9:25 a.m. this morning, this is the 8th, correct? There are no other orders in this system. This order is canceled.
Okay.
So we don't have anything in the system for her. Somebody's already been down the road.
What was your name? I appreciate your help.
My name is Vicky.
Yeah, Vicky, thanks so much. I'm finna deal with her now. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, you just gotta create a new ticket. That's all, Tyrone. Create a ticket.
Yeah,
you
don't know. I don't get to create them. That's why. Okay, though. We'll get it done. Thank you.
Anything else I can assist you with today?
Not right now. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. You have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.